From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Friday discussed the need to increase military cooperation between the two countries in the campaign to defeat Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Carter arrived Friday in Ankara, Turkey, where he met with Erdogan and other top Kurdish political and defense officials. VOA's Wayne Lee reports.
Carter's trip to Ankara comes amid tensions between Turkey and Iraq over the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State fighters. Turkey wants to have a larger role in the battle for Iraq's second largest city, but Iraq is opposed. The U.S. fears tensions could kill an agreement that is keeping rival militias out of Mosul. Carter said it is important for Turkey to respect Iraqi sovereignty.
The United States will continue to work with both of them and keep everybody focused on the objective of defeating ISIL, because it has struck Turkish homeland even as it has struck the homelands of the United States and many of our other coalition partners.
Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
And this reminder that this is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Council has agreed to launch a comprehensive independent investigation into alleged violations and abuses of international human rights law in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. After a day-long emergency session called to discuss the deteriorating human rights situation in eastern Aleppo, the 47-member body approved the resolution by a vote of 24 in favor, 7 against, and 16 abstentions. Those voting against were Algeria, Bolivia, Burundi, China, Cuba, Russia, and Venezuela. The resolution calls on investigators to identify all those they believe responsible for atrocities committed in eastern Aleppo and to hold them accountable. Before the vote, Russia, an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, tried to amend the resolution by shifting the focus away from the Syrian government and its allies and onto the rebels, whom it inferred were terrorists. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is investigating all possible causes of an internet outage which affected several popular websites Friday, a spokeswoman for the department said. Internet users on the U.S. East Coast expressed sluggish surfing as a result of a distributed denial-of-service attack, according to service provider DIN. The company said that it had resolved one cyber attack, but its engineers are continuing to work on fixing a second attack. The Internet Performance Management Company wrote in an online statement that this morning DIN received a global DDoS attack on our managed DNS infrastructure. Sites affected include Twitter, SoundCloud, Spotify, Airbnb, and Reddit. South Africa says it is withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Justice Minister Michael Masuta said Friday a bill will be submitted to Parliament recommending that South Africa repeal implementation of the Rome Statute that created the court. The statute legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring justice to the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. African countries, however, say the court has solely focused on leaders on their continent. Pakistan has called on warring sides in Afghanistan to resume talks, promising it will follow the priorities the elected Afghan government determines for pursuing peace and reconciliation with the Taliban. The Prime Minister's chief advisor on foreign policy, Tarjaz Aziz, made the remarks Friday in a meeting in Islamabad with members of an unofficial dialogue between Pakistani and Afghan lawmakers. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.